Okay, great to be back as we get ready for Parsha Zemar. We're going to do a topic that is that comes from a pasuk in this week's Parsha, and it's something that is very halacha lemaisa. I usually don't do very halacha lemaisa. I'm not going to paskin. We're just going to go through at least the halacha lemaisa, but it's something that comes up all the time, specifically in smaller minyanim. The chazan kind of looking back, doing a count, how many people, can I start, can I not start, right? When can I start Chazar Sashatz? Am I able to? They're on this side, it's the wrong sheet. Can I start Chazar Sashatz? How many people do I need to start Chazar Sashatz? Again, it's going to be most relevant in a, what we call a minyan mitzumtzum, on this side, here. It's going to be most relevant in what we call a minyan mitzumtzum, meaning a very small minyan, you know, just 10, 11, 12 people. But it's true even often in a larger minyan as well, as we'll see. A lot of this is relevant there as well. So in order to get there, we have to first just go back to the basics. So, and this is going to be the connection to this week's Parshas Emor. So the Mishnah Maseches Megillah Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis says there are certain things that you can't do without a minyan. Ein porsin al shema, which means, as someone asked before we started, porsin al shema means that someone who missed baruchu. Pashup shas harash understands the gemara. Someone missed baruchu and they wanted to get baruchu and the baruchos kriya shema and shema into shemone esrei with a minyan. So they would basically do their own baruchu, have nine other people answer for them, right? And then they can be pores al shema, go into the baruchos kriya shema, into kriya shema into shemone esrei, ki'ilu, they have a minyan. That's ein porsin al shema. Vein over in the fnei ateva, you can't daven for the amud. Vein nosnes kapeim, you can't do baruchos kohanim. Vein korim batori kriim from the Torah. Vein maftir manav, you can't do maftir. Vein osin maimad umoshav, right? You can't do the standing and sitting that they would do as an avel, as an ava would leave the Beis HaKfaros. Vein omer berachos aveilim v'tanchumi aveilim, you can't say the brachos. Berachos v'tanchumi aveilim, berachos chasanim, you can't say the berachos of sheva brachos. Vein b'zamen pachos me'as, b'shem pachos me'asar, you can't do a zeman with the Shem Hashem with less than 10. Barakar koz, tishav v'koin v'adam kiyotzman. Again, not relevant to us when it comes to karka, when they would do a hektish, so you would need 9 and a koin, and the Gemara darshins all of that. So the Gemara says, Minahani Mili. From where do you know this concept of needing a minyan for these, all these things that were listed in the Mishnah? So Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, Nikdashti Betoch B'nei Yisrael, you should sanctify me, you should make me holy, Betoch B'nei Yisrael, amongst the B'nei Yisrael. Kol Davar Shebekdusha, Lo Yeh Pachos Me'asara. Anything that has involving Kedusha cannot be with less than 10. Now, ask the Gemara, my mashma, where do you see that from the pasuk? Nitashi betoch b'nei Yisrael, that it's 10. So the Tani Rabbi Chiya taught us yetoch toch. There's a gzeres shava of toch toch. Ksiv hachom nitashi betoch b'nei Yisrael. It says over here, b'mekadesh me within b'nei Yisrael. V'ksiv hasam he badlu mitoch ha'eda. It says by korach to separate from within the eda. Ba'asya eda eda. Then we have another gzeres shava of eda, eda dechsev hasam ad masel eda hara zos. It says, until when we have this bad eda, referring to the meraglim, ma'la halan asara, just like by the meraglim, it was 10. Afkana asara, so too here, it is 10. So we have a gzeres, it's actually a double gzeres shava, which is a pretty impressive, fancy move, right? But it's a double gzeres shava from Nikdashim Toch B'nai Yisrael to Eda of Korach to Eda of the Meraglim. Just like by the Meraglim, there were 10 bad Meraglim, right? There were 2 good ones, Yeshua and Kali, but there were 10 bad ones. So the Eda Hara was 10. So just like over there it's 10, so to over here it is 10. That is the source that you need 10 for a minyan. Now, total parenthetical, not our topic. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a number of tshuvas where he proves from this source that you can count like a mummer or someone who's mechal Shabbos for a minyan, right? Because, right, what's the source of minyan? The source of minyan is the meraglim, right? We don't have sinners that much greater than the meraglim in Jewish history, right? And yet they're the source of minyan. So Rav Moshe Fein says, of course, someone has mechal Shabbos for Hesi, even, right? He's a mummer. He's someone who doesn't keep, you know, intermarried, whatever it may be, right? You have someone who doesn't keep halacha, but he's a Jew. So you see, he counts for a minyan, right? Because v'nikdashi v'toch b'nei Yisrael, the whole limud is from the meraglim. And again, also not really our sugya. There's Rabbeinu Bechaya al Torah. Who says it's impossible to think that we learn the concept of minyan from the Meraglim, and he says there's another source actually from Bnei Yosef. Again, not our topic, but there's a Rabbeinu Bechaya, it's not the mainstream. Mainstream is we accept the Gemara. Rabbeinu Bechaya says, like, it's impossible. He quotes this Gemara, says, it's impossible. We learn the source of minyan from the Meraglim. How could it be? He says, there must be a different source, and he quotes a Gzera Sheva based on the Pesukim by Bnei Yosef. Bnei Yaakov, by the brothers of Yosef and in that story. Okay, fine. But for our purposes, we see that you need a minion of 10, right, in order to do any of these davar shebikdush. Now, again, also somewhat parenthetical, but important to ask, it is interesting to think about, like, what makes all these inyanim davar shebikdusha, right? I don't know, I wouldn't have said tanchume avelim or berchas chasanim is a davar shebikdusha. So it's important to ask, are those davar shebikdusha? Are those different, right? Presumably the Gemara is only talking about the first half of the Mishnah when it says davar shebikdusha. It's talking about poris al shema, over nothing ateva, nos neskapeim. There are other sources for those inyanim of tanchume avelim, berchas chasanim, right? Even those things of poris al shema, right, baruchu, right, and the like, kedusha, kaddish, what is the davar shebikdusha there that distinguishes them from everything else, right? Shemona Esrei presumably is not necessarily davar shebikdusha. Shemona Esrei, kedusha is, right? So it's interesting to think about what exactly makes thing a davar shebikdusha. But again, we're going to take it for granted and assume it, we assume these are all davar shebikdusha. Yes. There was a special bracha that they said for the avil. Not a Malka Menachem, correct. There's a bracha in the Gemara. Fine. What we're going to talk about is, you have 10 for a minion, right? But do we need all 10 answering in order to count for a minion? That's what we're going to see. We're going to see a stira in the Shulchan Aruch regarding this question. If you look in the Gemara in Brachos, which is our second source, the Gemara in Brachos says something very interesting. The Gemara in Brachos says, Amar Rav Yosi katan hamutal barisa mezamnin alav. If you have a child who's in a crib, right? You have a newborn baby child, mezamnin alav. They count for a zeman. So you have two men that ate and the baby in the crib next to them, you can make a zeman. Ask the Gemara v'hatzna nashim avadim k'sanim in mezamnin alayim. Well, what are you talking about? The Mishnah says explicitly, women, slaves, children, you can't make a zeman with them. Answers the Gemara, Huda Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. No, you misunderstood. He says like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Dam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Afa Pisham Rakatsa Amutal Barisa Ein Mezamnalav, Aval Os Nosno Snifla Sara. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had a chiddush that yes, you cannot make a Zeman with two men and a baby. I think that's the name of a movie, Two Men and a Baby. You can't make a Zeman with two men and a baby. However, it is. If you have 9 men and a baby, so the baby can count to complete the zimun, right? That's what the Gemara says. Osno so snifla asar, right? There's a whole halachic discussion. I apologize for saying all the things that are tangents, but there's so many things that come up in these topics, right? There's a whole halachic discussion about halacha lemaisa. Can we count a child, right, for a minion? My father likes to tell me when he was a kid growing up in New York City, so often, when he was a child, they used to have him come to the shul and put his hand on the chumash and count for the minyan. People are nodding their head here. Maybe you've been involved in such a minyanim.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So nowadays we don't generally do it, although it was very common, again, as recently as, again, whatever, 50 years ago or so, 60 years ago. It was very common. My father said it happened all the time when he was growing up. We don't really see that nowadays. It is in Shulchan Aruch. Seemingly is an opinion in Shulchan Aruch that is quoted, that it works. But okay, that's not our conversation either. What we're going to talk about is, right, why does it work to bring this katan in, and what else can we extrapolate from that? So if you look in the Beis Yosef and Aruch Chaim Simenon, hey, the Beis Yosef says, V'nira, tahainu taima, this is the reason why it works. Tafilu mutal baris misdair, tachol be asara shchinta sharia. I'll tell you why it works, right? You have 10 Jews, this is a Jewish child that was born. You have a Jewish, we assume it's a boy, although again, it's a child, so I don't know if it matters. Whatever, you have a Jewish boy, he's a Jew. You have 10 Jews, the Shekhinah is present. Once the Shekhinah is present, you can use Shem Hashem. Now, if you look, there's a fascinating Hagos Maimonios on this. Kasav Mauri Rabbeinu B'tshuvos, this is the, again, source number 4. Ta'afilu am hiskel echad min asar l'spal kfar b'yachid. Let's say you were waiting for a minyan, right? You have a Chabad guy who calls you in. He says, you're number 10, get in here, right? And sure enough, you come in, and there's only six other people there. And you're like, I knew it. I got duped again, right? We're going to be waiting for the other three. And you're waiting 5-10 minutes, and finally you're like, you know what? I'm going on my own. I'm going rogue, right? I can't wait at all for this. And you go rogue, you start davening, and all of a sudden they actually get the minyan, right? So now they have a minyan, but you started your Shmoneh Esrei already. So now what? Can we count you towards that minyan? So says the Rebbe of the Agos Haimanios, right? So what happens? Ve'enu yachal asiman ve'en kanel atesh yechol lanos kevin shehu beisak nasiman mina agaf ulefnim mitzdarav yimahem. Even though he can't answer because he already started davening, nevertheless, as long as he's in the same room as them from the doorway and in, he can mitzdarav them. And why? What's his proof? Ve'lo gara mekatan hamuto barisa de mitzdarav the Rishu ben Levi. The guy is no worse, right, than a child in a crib. The child in the crib is not answering anything, right? So this guy's no worse. Ba'afilu man de palagaleha, and even the opinion that argues on Yeshua ben Levi, hainu mishum de lo yada levi mevarchin v'la bar mitzvosu. The one who argues on Yeshua ben Levi in the Gemara is not because he doesn't agree with the concept that all with 10 Jews is Shina Sharia. He just argues on the fact that since this child doesn't know who would be making a bracha to, he doesn't have the das, he doesn't have the knowledge yet, and he's not commanded in mitzvos yet, so he wouldn't be in the same category. So what you see is, from this Hagos Maimonios, is that if you have one person who's davening, right, you don't need to wait for that. You don't need to wait for that one. You can do it with the others that are there that are answering, right? And you're okay. The Beis Yosef quotes a Rishon and takes it a step further. Mikan laman mori harav hagadol v'rino Yaakov b'rav. Right. So the Yaakov b'rav says sheim haya echad yashan mitstaref im tisha. If there is one guy sleeping, he can be mitzdarif with the other nine. Dekevin deika asar de b'nei kedusha ninu shaper shari shchinta alayu. Since you have 10 that are b'nei kedusha, the shchina is sharia and it's going to work. So again, it comes out from this base Yosef, right? That if one guy's already davening, or forget if one guy's davening, one guy's sleeping in the base medrash. You have 9 guys and one guy's sleeping in the base medrash. So the shchina is going to be sharia there, and you're allowed to count that for a minyan. Says the Shulchan Aruch, just to wrap this up, source number 6, Vim hischil echad me'asar l'spa'al avad, v'en yachal lanos imahen, if one of the 10 started davening, o shehu yashan, or he's sleeping, afilu hachi mitzarif imahen, nevertheless, he can be mitzarif. Now, there is a discussion in the poskim. Does it mean one specifically, or you could have 2, 3, right, 4, how many do you need actually answering? The mainstream approach of the poskim is that as long as you have 6 answering, you're okay. 6 answering is okay. Again, 4 not answering is going to be fine. That's the mainstream approach. But at least Beferish in the Shulchan Aruch is you could have one person who's not answering, who's not involved. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Nun Hey. Yes. The
Shliach Sibur considered someone who's answering?
Excellent. Yes. The answer is he counts as one of the 10. Yes, he's one of the 10. As he's saying the bracha, they're answering Amin. He's saying the bracha. He counts as one of the 10. The problem arises that there's a Tshuvas HaRush. The Tshuvas HaRush, Klal Dalet Simen Yotes, which is source number 7 here, says the following. V'nira li, it seems to me, sheyesh ligor ba'osan ha'magbiyin kolon b'yodches v'omrim im hachazin tfilas yodches v'kedusha. Says the Rush, I am very upset. You should be upset with those who raise their voice, right, in the Shmoneh Esrei, and they daven along Chazaras Hashatz and Kedusha with the Chazan, right? They're it's Ki'ilu the Ka'ela, right? The Ka'ela of Chol HaMoed, that everyone does the Ka'ela along with the Baal Koreh. They used to do much more than that. They used to just do the whole, right, the whole time they'd be saying it along with the Chazan. Presumably, it seems that way from the rest of the tshuva, which we may not get to this part, but presumably they were actually trying to help themselves focus, so when you help yourself focus, you can read along. But whatever it was, for some reason, they were reading along with the Chazan. Va'afler of Yochanan Amar Balavai, she's Balad Mekol Yom Kulo, right? And even though Rav Yochanan's of the opinion, Halavai, we daven all day, Hani mili savik espalo savik lo espalo. That's only if you're in doubt, if you're not sure if you daven. Now, hecha de espalo kfar, asalis baal shenis. So you already daven. You know you daven the Shemoneh Esrei. You can't just daven another Shemoneh Esrei. Why are you reciting Chazaras Hashatz along with the Chazan? Just listen.
So what's the issue over here? Because They're repeating it together with the chazan as a repeating?
Correct, as if they're saying the whole Shemoneh Esrei with him. Correct. Yeah, yeah, they're saying it along with them.
Not the original davening.
Correct. They're saying Chazaras Hashatz. No, Chazaras Hashatz.
Saying Chazaras Hashatz along.
Yeah. V'achazen mispalel lahoti asmi shein abaki. So says the Rush, the Chazan is davening to be motzi, someone who's not an expert. V'akal yish b'hem lishtok u'lechavin l'ber Chazan v'lom ramin. And the tzibur, just be quiet, be mechavin to the Berachas HaChazan and say amin along with them. And then says the Rush, u'kashe'enan tish v'beis ha'knes ha'mechuvan l'ber Chashliach tzibur. If you do not have nine other people in the shul who are paying attention closely to the brachas of the Shliach HaTzibur, Karav hu be'enai shabercha shliach ha'tzibur levatala. It's close to me, it seems to me, like it's almost a bracha levatala. Ki nitak nebercha shliach ha'tzibur le'amra ba'asara. Because this bracha was meant to be said with 10, and you need 10 people listening. If you don't have that, you don't have 9 people listening, it's as if, again, it's not exactly, but it's as if it's a bracha levatala. Therefore, everyone should make himself as if there aren't 9 and are answering, and you should pay attention to the brachas of the chazan. So says the Rush, right, very strong terms, when you have a chazaras hashatz, you have to make sure that there's the chazan, and then there's 9 other people paying close attention and answering amen to the brachas, and if you don't have that, it's almost as if it's a bracha levatala. Yes?
You have amen. They just did Kedusha.
Yes.
10 people. Guy has to go out.
Yes.
Are you allowed to continue?
Yes. You're allowed to finish Chazaras Hashatz. In fact, the halacha is you're allowed to finish all the way till the Kaddish Shalem after Avodat Zion. But not also not our topic, also an important topic, but yes, you're allowed to finish, and you're allowed to finish all the way there. Fine, that's what the Rush says. Now, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim, Simen Kuf Chaf Dalet Sif Dalet, which is our source number 8, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the halacha, this Rush. Kishashliach Tzibar Chozer HaTvila, Hakal Yishem Lishtok, Ulechavin Lebrech Sachazim Lanos Amin, V'im Ein Tes Mechuvan Lebrechosav, Karv Lios Brachos Levatala, L'chein Kol Adam Yas Asmakil Ein Tes Ulasav, Yechavin Lebrech Sachazim. Right? Says the Shulchan Aruch, since, right, when the chazan's going over it, you have to have 9 paying attention. Everyone should pay attention. If you don't have 9, it's as if it's Karov Lios Bracha Levatala, and everyone should assume there are not 9 other people listening. If you look in the Ramah, which is a source for why we stand during Chazaras Hashatz, or many people, most people stand during Chazaras Hashatz, Yish Onim Shakolam Yamdu Kishchozra Hashatz Tzvila. And right, and there's some who say that the whole tzibur should actually stand, Kiilu, they're saying it along with the chazan. Fine, that's the halacha. The problem is, and this question is not my question, it's asked by the poskim well before me, is this seems to be a stira. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Nun Hei told us you could have one guy sleeping, one guy already davening, right, and it's fine, it's good, keep going. The Shulchan Aruch here says you need 9 guys listening closely, and if you don't have that, it's Karav Lios Bracha Levatala. So which one is it? Can I have 8 listening, or can I not have 8 listening? Again, maybe I can even have 6 listening and not necessarily 9 listening. That's the question that the poskim are dealing with. How do we resolve what seems to be a stira in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Nun Hei and Simen Kof Chav Dalet? We're going to see 3 different answers to this question. The Drisha, again, the commentary on the tour says the following: Kasa Beis Yosef Karov. What was the language of the Rush? Right, what was the language of the Rush? Karov. It's close to being a bracha levatala. Avalom mamish. It's not really a bracha levatala. Why? Ki kvar kasav la'el reish simen nun hey dem hiskel ba'asar va'afil yatsu k'tasan hashliach tzibur gomer. Right. The Shulchan Aruch said earlier, the halacha that you were referencing, if you started with 10 and 1 left, you're allowed to finish. Right? If some are sleeping or chas hashem talking a little bit, so nevertheless, the shliach tzibur should finish his davening. What's the drisha saying? The drisha is saying it's not a stira at all, right? It's what we call lechadchila and bidyeved. Lichad chila, you should have 9 people who are paying attention. And if you don't, it's karov Lios Bracha Vatala. It's not actually a Bracha Vatala, because I told you in Siman Nun Hey, right, that your Yod say as long as you have at least six, whatever, answering. So answer number one of the Drisha is L'chadchila b'di'eved, right? L'chadchila, you need to have nine listening, and if not, it's almost a Bracha Vatala. B'di'eved, if you only have six, you're going to be okay. Yes? I don't know. I should know the answer, but I'm not sure. We'll look it up afterwards together. But he was an early Acharon. He wrote a commentary on the Torah. He wrote two commentaries, the Prisha and the Drisha. I don't remember his name, to be honest. Okay, we have the Magen Avraham. Source number 10, it quotes the Maharil. Answer number 2. Because of Maharil, Afa gav the kasav harush deba inan sheyechavnu tes leberich sashat k'moshe kasav simin kovchav dalatzev dalin lo nahaginan hachi tahachazinan da'afila mishem asiyach in hashameya mitzdarev. Says the Maharil, yeah, I know that rush who says you need nine. It's not the minag. We don't practice that. In fact, even if people are talking, we assume that it's fine and you go on with the minyan. Says the Magen Avraham, what seems to be the pshat of the Magen Avraham in this Maharil is it's a stira, right? And we don't pass like Siman Kachav Dal, we pass like Siman Nun Hey. Now, it doesn't really answer why the Shulchan Aruch quoted both of them, because the Shulchan Aruch said both opinions, but it at least answers Ras Halacha L'maisa, right? According to the Magen Avraham and the Maharil, the minhag, at least, the minhag is you don't need 10. Again, as long as you have 6, you're fine. Now, how is this going to come out Halacha L'maisa? Let's just talk it through Halacha L'maisa. According to the Magen Avraham, it would seem, l'chadchila, I can start Chazar HaShas as long as I have 6 that are going to answer, right? I don't need to wait until 10. The minhag is not like the rush. That's what he says. If the minhag is not like the rush, it would seem to be, if I have a minion, again, I have a minion mitzumtzum, I have 12 people here, right? I have 10 people here, would be exactly whatever it is. I turn around and I see that 6 people, right, have finished Monas, right? So certainly, according to the Magen Avraham, it sounds like l'chadchila, like a sar chazar shatz was 6. I used to daven in a minyan when I was in YU. I used to daven in a minyan with one with a rebbe in YU. He wasn't one of the Rosh Yeshiva, but he was a rebbe in YU. And he would always say, once there were 6, start chazar shatz. Always. He's always like, there's 6, there's 6, there's 6. Always. He was very, he was just like, go, there's 6, there's 6. Right? That would seem to be like this Magen Avraham. That's what the Magen Avraham seems to say. The minhag is that you don't need tish onin. According to the Drisha, what's the halacha? According to the Drisha, which is also what the Taz quotes the halacha, seems to be l'chadchila, you certainly need 9. B'di'evet, you don't. So what is b'di'evet? So this is where you get into cases, right, which happen, again, relatively often. If you have a small minion of 10 people, and one guy is just going and going and going and going, and everyone's getting annoyed, there is a real concept of tircha de tzibura, right? There's a concept of there's a burden on the tzibur. So according to the Drisha, we would say you really should wait for 10, right? Really wait for the 9 to answer. Okay, if it's dragging on and you can't, or you're in a rush, or someone says to you, I need to go, if you don't start now, I'm going to leave, right? Better to start, b'di'eved, because you're going to be fine that way. Those are the first two answers. The third answer is a much more fundamental distinction between the context of Siman Nun Hey and the context of Siman Kuf Chav Dalet. So I didn't tell you the context. The context of Siman Nun Hey is really the halachos of Kaddish, right? That's where it's talking about. It's talking about in the flow again of Shulchan Aruch. Siman Nun Hey is right before Baruch Hu, and it's talking about the Dine Kaddish. So says the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Source Number 11 the following. Im hischel echad me'asar le'espal tefilas yedches levado, ve'eino yachol lanos iman, afa pichem etzarif imayin, v'hu adin lebezo gimel o dalet. Kol shenisher harov she'onin amin, ein hanias hamir ma'akeves, she'en hamir star v'kdusha b'yud tali ba'aniyasan, rak she'yu sham. Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, if you have one guy who started davening, right, he's in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Even if you have 2, 3 guys ready davening, as long as you have rov, you have 6 remaining, you don't need to wait for them. Why? Because it's not their answering that matters. Why? Because all that matters is Shnemar Mikdashi B'toch Yisrael, Al Kol Asara Shehim B'nei Kedusha Shechina Shora Aleihem V'yichon L'madavish B'kedusha. If there are 10 people present, the Shechina is present. If the Shechina is present, you're fine. Okay, you need at least 6 answering, and we'll explain why I think he says at least 6 need to answer. But as long as you have 6, you have rov, you're fine. You don't need all 10. But then he says in parentheses, "Kagon kadesh ubarachu, o afilu kedusha imashatz lo hispal adayin belachash laatzma." He says, "I'm only talking about kadesh, baruchu, or even kedusha if the shliach tzibur didn't daven a tefillah belachash." Aval kishashliach tzibur chozer hatfila pambeis. When you have chazaras hashas the second time, tzarich li zarish yutes shomem v'onan amin achrav shlo yibrachos v'latalik moshkasim kochav dalid. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, everything that I'm talking about here is ein darish b'kedusha pachos meyud. Right. So when it comes to kadesh, kedusha, baruchu, you need six answering and that's okay. When it comes to chazaras hashas, you need nine answering, and if not, karav lios bracha levatala. So says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it's not a stira. One's talking about dvarim shebek dusha, you need six, rov. One's talking about chazaras hashas, you need at least nine answering. What I want to spend our time on for the rest of the shir is to understand what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav means. What's the chilek between the two? So my head immediately went to a Torah of Rav Soloveitchik that many may be familiar with. It's one of those Torahs that it is Rav Soloveitchik. Others say it as well, but in our circles, it's generally known as the Torah of Soloveitchik, which is the difference between Tfila Bittibur and Tfilas Hatzibur. Rav Soloveitchik had this concept when it comes to Chazaras Hashatz. Right, the simple shot of the Gemara, if you read through Gemaras and Brachos, why do we have Chazaras Hashatz? What's the answer why we have Chazaras Hashatz? Because there are people who weren't experts, they didn't know how to read. So we had a Chazan who would read it out loud, and they would listen, and they could be Yotze with his reading. They didn't know how to read, right? So it was for them. But if you look through different Gemaras, and specifically look through the language of the Rambam, the Soloveitchik developed this idea that Chazaras Hashatz is not just a opportunity for those who don't know how to read to be Yotze, but it's transformed into what he calls Tfilas HaTzibur. It's a tefillah on behalf of the Tzibur. When you do a Chazaras Hashatz, it's a tefillah on behalf of the Tzibur. In fact, the most cogent proof of Soloveitchik to his point is that the Gemara, the Mishnah the Mishnah says that you can rely on Chazaras Hashatz for the Am Shebesados, for the people that are out in the fields. So as for Soloveitchik, if the whole idea is that it's Shomea Ka'one, right, that they're hearing what they can't say and they're being Yotzi with the Chazan, so what the Am Shebesados is hearing the Brachos, those who are out in the fields working, they hear the Brachos that are being said in Shul? Of course not, they don't hear anything. What does it mean? It means that this is Tfilas HaTzibur. This is a tefillah on behalf of the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. There are those Jews who can daven, and they daven on their own. There are those who can't, and we instituted a Tfilas HaTzibur, again, for all the Jewish people, no matter where they are, even if they're not in shul, they're Yotze Ki'ilu with this Tfilas HaTzibur.
But they would have to be present.
No, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. That Tfilas HaTzibur extends beyond it. It's even the Am Shebesados. That's what it says. But however, to get to your point, in order to create a Tfilas HaTzibur, you need 10 people present focusing on that tefillah. Meaning, let me just explain what I mean by that, right? There are two different things going on here. One is, Ein Darish HaBekdusha Pachos Miyud. The halacha and the Gemara that we started with, the Gemara Megillah, is you cannot say a Darish HaBekdusha unless there are 10 Jews present. Okay, Shkayach, fine. That works as long as you have 6 answering, 10 present, 6 answering, ruba kakulo, we have a darish b'kedusha, we're fine. If you want to create the entity of a tefilas hatzibur, what seems to come out of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, is you can't just have people present, you need to have people engaged, you need to have 10 people defining this as a tefilas hatzibur. Now, how does it become tefilas hatzibur if you have 10 people there, right? And now, what does 10 people there mean? It means 10 people engaged in this tefillah in order to create it into a tefilas hatzibur. If you even look back at the Rush, right, it really sounds that way in the Rush. When the Rush talked about the fact that we were metaking this idea, right, for those who are eno baki, and that's why the people need to listen and focus. And if they don't, it's karav lios bracha levatala. The Rush is very much sounds like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, which is this is a unique rule when it comes to Chazaras Hashatz, right? Not davar shebekdusha, in davar shebekdusha brachas miyad. That's a different halacha. We're talking about Chazaras Hashatz has a unique rule that if you want to turn this into a tefilas hatzibur, right, then you need 9 people focusing and listening to every word of the chazan. If you don't, let's explain the language of the Rush. It's karov liyos bracha levatala. So what does that mean? So I think the Rush means as follows. I really believe this is what he means. The Rush means it's not a bracha levatala because the guy who doesn't know how to read, he could be yotzei shemeya ka'ona with your shmon esrei, right? But if you want it to be a tfilas hatzibur, you want it to have what the real takana was, you need to have 9 guys listening. So it's not a bracha levatala. You're allowed to say the bracha for the eino baki, but if you want it to take on the status of a tfilas hatzibur, you need to have 9 people focusing and listening to it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Harav seems to be saying. So now what would come out, though, I just want to be clear, and I'll take your question. What would come out, according to Shulchan Aruch Harav, would seem to be that you don't have a leniency, right, to wait. Like, let's say one guy's taking a really long time and you want to start Chazaras HaShatz. What would come out of the Shulchan Aruch Harav is seemingly you're not allowed to start. You're really not allowed to start. Again, if you're really, really in a Shas HaTchak, okay, maybe the Rush would allow you to start. But what would come out of the Shulchan Aruch Harav is it's much more chamor, right? Which is that you really have to wait until you have 10, right? So again, if you're mamish, b'di'evid, you could get around it. But according to Shulchan Aruch Harav, as opposed to the Magen Avram, who would say lechadchila, you could start with 6, and as opposed to the Drisha, who would say that, okay, b'di'evid, you could start with 6, according to Shulchan Aruch Harav, it really sounds like you can't start till you have 10. You need to have 10, and not only do you need to have 10, you need to have 9 of them really listening to the bracha, and we take it very seriously. Yes, Mish.
Let's take, for example, I'm really not interested in tefillah b'tzibur. I'm interested in having my minyan to daven. I don't want my daven to be tefillah b'tzibur. I want my minyan to finish. In other words, can I do that? In other words, can I chop? Can I break away from what, let's say, Rav Soloveitcher would call davening, which is tefillah b'tzibur?
Yeah.
And daven with my 6 people answering. Go away. You understand what I'm saying?
So, yeah, just to get the language, meaning you, what you're saying is you would have a tefillah, right?
Bit zibor,
not hot zibor.
Right. Exactly.
So again, so the answer is it's a discussion. The answer is you can do it, right? And the easiest answer for you, what you would have, right, is yes. The best answer for you that I would give is that when we do hechi kedusha, right? So hechi kedusha is a way, right, to do tefillah b'tzibur that lets you say kedusha, but you don't really have tefillahs hatzibur. You don't have the tefillah of the tzibur, which Rav Soloveitchik in theory would be against, right? Because he would want you to have tefillahs hatzibur.
Right.
But yes, in theory you could have that. I gave a whole shir that ended with the Rav Soloveitchik. Again, another tangent. We have like 5 different shirim that could come out of the shir we started today, which is it's a sugya in halacha, which is if the tzibur is up to musaf, but I'm only up to shacharis, is there a reason to daven shmon esrei with them? Meaning, is there a maila in starting shmon esrei with them when they're starting musaf, or does it matter? That was the shir. So it very much relates to this word of Soloveitchik and the difference between tefillah b'tzibur and tefillah hatzibur. Okay, so the last piece that I wanted to do, this whole shir, to be totally honest, I don't like to give shiurim of things that I'm not personally so careful about. So I will be honest, I'm not super careful about what we're going to learn right now, so please don't judge me if you see me. But there is a halacha quoted in the Magen Avram and quoted later in the Mishnah Berurah in very strong terms, which is that a person should not learn during Chazaras HaShatz. The main reason that would seem to be, forget about what we're going to read in a second inside, nowadays especially, and I'm saying this as a self-musser because I don't always do it, but if you look around shul, when the Rush says you should make sure to be one of the people listening because there might not be, right, 9 people listening, I would say even in a room of 30 to 40 people, if you just open your eyes, right, poke chazi b'shuk, as the Gemara says, go look around, you'll see that there are really, really not that many people listening. So it really is important. I'm saying this as self-muster because I don't do it enough, but it really is important to have 9 people listening, again, in order to fulfill this Rush. And I would, the point that the Rush is making, that you shouldn't assume other people are doing, you should assume you're one of the 9, is certainly true nowadays with the amount of people that are not listening and not focusing, right? But says the Magen Avram, there's another reason as well, maybe why you shouldn't do it. So let's look at the Magen Avram. Ayin b'tshuvas memayin, I'm not sure who that is. Al ha'anashim shalomdim be'ez chazaras hashatz ha'tfilah o omrim tachanunim. You have people who learn during chazaras hashatz, or they say tachanunim, they say tehillim. You see many people say tehillim during chazaras hashatz. im mechuvanim lesof habracha lanos amin karoy in lemechos biyadim. If they're able to focus to say amin at the end properly, meaning they're saying it, but they're focusing enough that they can always say amin at the end of the bracha, in lemechos biyadim, you shouldn't argue with them, and you shouldn't, okay, they're, that's okay. That's basically what he's saying. Aval b'sefer vay ha'amudim kara tagar aleihem. However, in the sefer vay ha'amudim, he got very upset with them. The kach mashmi mashakasasim in sadi sif yud ches. That's his mashm what the Rama wrote earlier. What did the Rama write earlier? So the Rama had written earlier that a person who should not be in a shul, forget about you're not even davening. I'm done davening. Says the Rama, I shouldn't be in the shul learning while they're davening. Why not? Because if I sit there and I'm learning while they're davening, it's going to look like I don't care about tefillah, or I'm going to teach people to not care about tefillah. There's a potential chilul Hashem that comes out of the fact, right, that I'm not focused on what's going on in the room. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Rama, excuse me, says over there, a person should be careful not to learn in the place that they're davening, so people shouldn't learn from you and make a chilul Hashem. What's the Magen Avram quoting from the Vay HaMudim here? If a person is learning during Chazaras HaShatz, right, and again, I say this as a self-musser, but it's certainly true. If a person is learning during Chazaras HaShatz, even if he's able to focus and say the Amen at the proper time, he's teaching the people around him, Chazaras HaShatz is not that important, right? And when you teach people around Chazaras HaShatz is not that important, you're making a Chil Hashem, and that's a disgrace, right? But what you see from the Magen Avram is as follows. By the letter of the law, it would seem to be okay, right, to just listen to the end of the bracha and say Amen. However, it's a chilul Hashem, so we try and avoid it. That's what the Magen Avraham says. There's a fascinating machlokas Rav Moshe and Rav Moshe Sternbach, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Moshe Sternbach, about the following, right? When do we say that technically you can just say Amen at the bracha, and it's a chilul Hashem, and when do we say, no, you need to focus and pay attention the whole time? When do we say both? So we're not going to read the whole thing inside, but we'll read a little bit. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, in his Tshuvas, or Achaim Chelek Dalet Simen Yotes, Rav Moshe says the following. Avlanias daiti nira, dehura kishiika asara sheshomen chazaras hashatz v'lo masikin klal. Says the Rav Moshe, the only time we say that technically you can just listen to the, you can read along, right, and at the end, right, say amen, is if you know that there are 10 people focusing. Okay, and then for the others, right, they're going to think it's mutter to learn, and you don't need to, whatever, they're not going to focus properly, right? And therefore, that's why it's a problem. Aval, last line, kishaleka asara asar medina. Says Rav Moshe, if there are not 10 focusing, it's asar medina to learn. What's Rav Moshe saying? Rav Moshe is saying what I would have said is the Pasha Pshat, which is as follows. Again, let's say we have a minyan mitzumtzum. And by the way, again, this is very common. Very, very common. Not a minyan of 50 people in Shacharis, right? You have a minyan of 12 people at a mincha, right? And you're in Chazaras HaShatz, right? So you have to assume that you're not just like, oh, I'm one of 50. I'm one of 11 possible people who could be answering Amen right now. If there aren't 10 people 100% focusing to answer Amen, it's not usher because of Chil Hashem, other people are going to learn from you. It's usher Medina, says Rav Moshe. You can't do it because you need 9 people focusing on Chazaras HaShatz. Says Rav Moshe, if you were to have, though, let's say I was to look around the room and I would see, Taka, there are 20 people focusing on Chazaras HaShatz. So now, letter of the law would say, I can learn, right? And just answer Amen. We say don't do that either, though, because it's a Chil Hashem. That's how Rav Moshe understands the sugya. Rav Moshe Sternbach has a fascinating read of the halacha, which is the exact opposite. How does it come out the exact opposite? I'm going to explain to you the first paragraph, and then I'll read the second paragraph. Rav Moshe Sternbach says the following, and it's based on the Lamdas that we quoted in the name of the Rav. He doesn't quote Rav Salvatric, but it's based on the Lamdas that we quote in the name of the Rav. Explains Rav Moshe Sternbach the following. If you don't have 10 people listening to Chazaras HaShatz, if you don't, then it's not Tfilas HaTzibur, right? It doesn't have the status of Tfilas HaTzibur. If it doesn't have status of Tfilas HaTzibur, so what is it? He says, it's like Porsin al Shema. It's like one guy saying, right, I'm going to help you out, I'm going to repeat it, you can be Yotzi with me, and everybody else is just here to count for a minion, right? But they're not really doing anything, right? So says Rav Moshe Sternbach, if you don't listen carefully, if you don't have 10 people focusing, then you could actually learn. Because the tefillah is not really a tefillah hatzibur anyways, right? It's not a tefillah hatzibur. So if you look around the room and you see only 4 people are answering, only 5 people are answering, says Rav Moshe Sternbach, may ikar hadin, I can learn then, may ikar hadin, because it's not a tefillah hatzibur anyways. I shouldn't do that because it's a chil Hashem, but I can technically do that. Let's say there are 9 people focusing. Let's say I look around and I see, wow, people are really focusing. It's a beautiful shot. Look at what he says. Look at the second paragraph. Ulefichach nireh, shim yesh asara shomim kol mila kalacha. Let's say you have 10 people listening. Aser medina lehistalkel b'sefer. Then that's what makes it aser to learn. Shemoneya asam l'shtate b'tfilas hatzibur. You're losing out in tefillas hatzibur. Tefillas hatzibur is fundamentally different than your private Shmoneh Esrei. Your private Shmoneh Esrei is tefillah bitzibur. It's your personal Shmoneh Esrei amongst the tzibur. 10 people focusing on Chazaras HaShatz becomes tefillas hatzibur. That's fundamentally different. You can't compare that to your personal Shmoneh Esrei. And says Rav Moshe Sternbach, again, just it's counterintuitive. But says Rav Moshe Sternbach, if there are 10 people focusing on Chazaras HaShatz, what happens now is it's usher for you to learn because you have an obligation to join in to the Tefillah Satzibur. And he says, he quotes a beautiful pshat, I never heard this before. He says, Vim lo nene biyachid lepa'amim nene kishashamea karoi tefillah sashat and tefillah satzibur. And if you're not answered in your personal tefillos, sometimes your tefillos will be answered in the Tefillah Satzibur. Ukayadua b'shem hagra. And he says, this is a known pshat in the name of the Gra. I didn't know it until I read it, but he says, a known pshat in the name of the Gra. They wrote in the sermon, if Sefer Enam, or Chadash Mishmo, they wrote in both those Sefer in his name. Shezeo bir masha amru b'brachos lamad beiz aman aleph. This is the pshat in the Gemara in Brachos. Imra adam she'espavlo nena yachsar v'yespavlo. The Gemara in Brachos says that if you see your tefillah wasn't answered, you should go back and you should daven. You know what the Gra said pshat in the Gemara is? Dahainu ayde chazaras hashatz, right? What's the chozer umisbalo? You daven and you see you weren't answered. I guess you have a hergish that you didn't have a good tefillah. Yachzer v'yisbalo means focus on the chazaras hashatz because that's a tefillah's hatzibur. That's a higher level tefillah. Avol, he says, in belav hachi ein hasaras shomin. If nevertheless 10 guys aren't listening, nirishim ikra din ein isrim ona amein. There's no isr to just answer amin at the end. Viyadua be'ezah bracha. Only know which bracha they're saying. Alshayish lachshosh tamid l'chil Hashem. Again, viyath b'choshesh for this chil Hashem. So it comes out from Sternbach. Again, besides the fact that it's a fascinating halachic ruling, again, the importance of Chazar Sashatz, right? That we should be careful. Again, I'm pointing inward, not outward. Pointing inward. We should be careful about Chazar Sashatz. It's a serious thing. And if you have 10 people listening to Chazar Sashatz, now it's elevated to Tefillas Hatzibur. You better tap into that Tefillas Hatzibur. It's usher for you not to tap into that Tefillas Hatzibur, not to be present in that Shemoneh Esrei and to get out of it. So again, just to review, make sure we got the halacha lemaisa. I'm not passing, I'm just telling you the opinions, right? So I want to know if I can start Chazaras HaShatz. So how many people do I need? So everybody, I think, would agree, except, again, actually, everyone would agree, actually. The Magen Avraham would seem to say, lechadchila, if I have 6, I can start Chazaras HaShatz, right? The Drisha and the Taz would say that, again, lechadchila, I should wait for 9 who can answer, and b'di'evit, if I can't wait for whatever reason, I can do it without. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav, paskening like the Pashup Shah of the Rush, sounds like, really, no, I really have to wait for 9 who can answer. Again, I shouldn't start Chazaras HaShatz unless I have 9 that can answer. And then we spoke about learning during Chazaras HaShatz, right? Again, everyone agrees you shouldn't learn during Chazaras HaShatz. The question is, when is it worse to learn? According to Rav Moshe, it's worse to learn when you don't have 10 answering, because you need to make sure that you're one of the 10 that's answering. According to Rav Moshe Sternbach, it's actually worse to learn when you do have 10 answering, because you're not being mitzdarif to tefillas hatzibur, and that tefillah could be the answer to, again, could be the space in which all your tefillas will be answered. Shkayach, we'll stop here.